Blog Talk Radio.
Blog Talk Radio Nation. It is Friday, and you are tuned into Eye on Hollywood. I am LeVar, and Lola is off today, so you actually have to put up with me for the next 30 minutes as I kind of make my way through everything that is all things Hollywood. And if you've been keeping up this week with what's been kind of going on, the big story here that's come apart, besides the fact from the other day when we announced when we were on Monday night with the news about Arnold Schwarzenegger and Maria Shriver, and it seems to now just all of a sudden been put to the back burner. The big news out of Hollywood today is the confirmation at this hour that Ashton Kutcher is set to join the cast of Two and a Half Men. Now, going back over this story from a long time ago, of course, we recall Charlie Sheen said some things about the creator and director of Two and a Half Men, Chuck Lorre. And it's kind of all goes back to even, I want to say, a few months prior to when Charlie was dealing, allegedly, with some drug and alcohol issues and imposed himself on a quote-unquote, inpatient home facility treatment. And things just kind of went downhill from there. And I don't have to go back over the history of the story to tell you exactly, you know, the ending and what occurred. And then there had been rumors in recent weeks that Charlie himself was trying to orchestrate a deal to get back to working on Two and a Half Men. I'm not sure if he realized at that point, oh, man, what did I do? And if it actually is winning, as he so-called puts it. But it looks like here that they have moved on. And late last night, the rumors began kind of after a day in which there was rumors of actor Hugh Grant supposedly taking over and not in a Charlie Sheen role, but in his own role on Two and a Half Men. But those talks kind of broke down, and I know Hugh declined doing it. And I guess they went with Plan B. I'm not sure if it was Plan B or Plan C, because a lot of rumors was that Rob Lowe was who they wanted. But Rob in the media, who's already doing Parks and Recreation over on NBC, said, no, I'm not going to be doing that. And they went with Ashton Kutcher, and we all know his television experience from That 70s Show, but Ashton starred in quite a few movies as of late, and we know that he is married to actress Demi Moore. And for Ashton, he would be making, according to some sources, and I know according to TMZ, he would be making more than $625,000, but less than $900,000. There's still details, last-minute details being worked out about that and his base salary and what he could potentially be making over time. They're not planning on him being the Charlie Harper character per se, but him moving into the Malibu Beach House, how they're all going to do that and explain Charlie's absence, I don't know. I would hope that if you're Two and a Half Men, I hope you don't explain it as in you kill off Charlie. I think if they go across and do that, they're going to lose ratings before they even begin. I think they're probably just going to explain it as maybe Charlie went to live somewhere else or do something else. I hope that's the way they do it. I'm curious to see, you know, how many viewers are going to latch on. CBS, in some ways, and a lot of people are saying, is looking for that young demographic. And for those of you that also know that Ashton Kutcher has a big following on Twitter, and he has that youth base that could come along with him to this show. But if it doesn't work out, or if it seems kind of reaching or far-fetched after a while, or if it kind of gets too close back to his Kelso character, I'm predicting they're probably going to lose a lot more viewers than what they're saying, and this experiment could only last a season. if they're lucky. But according to a lot of sources this morning, Ashton Kutcher will be joining the cast of Two and a Half Men. Now, CBS will be announcing all of their returning and new fall shows. I think it's scheduled for next week. And according to a lot of various outlets, this is what's going on. So it would be interesting to note exactly how they explain him, how they explain the exit of the Charlie Harper character. And also, they will be bringing back, according to everyone, the entire cast, including, the brother and the son. So, I don't know. Maybe you can explain that as a cousin, but how to move into Charlie's Beach House, I don't know. So, we're definitely going to keep our eye on that story, and we will have more on that probably in the next couple of days or next week or as the events warrant. Also, in Hollywood Today, Matthew Perry, and you're hoping so much for when people go to rehab. Speaking of rehab, you're hoping that they're able to beat it. I know, the high-profile ones in the years have been Robert Downey Jr. or, with other people. But Matthew Perry, who is no stranger to rehab, announced yesterday in a letter to People magazine that he will be returning to a treatment facility to, quote, as he says, he's going away for a month to focus on his sobriety and continue his life in recovery. And Matthew Perry, I know this past season, had a show on ABC. I'm not sure if that's coming back yet or how that's going to affect that show coming back. We'll definitely have to look up and see what the status of that show is. Like I said, a lot of the networks going to, in the next couple of weeks, announce their fall lineups, and no word yet on that show as of the moment. Oprah Winfrey, in some news this week, it was leaked that her final guest, and I don't know, I'm a little bit disappointed. I'm not disappointed in who she has, but it's kind of like she's not going out with a bang. A lot of people have been talking in the last few weeks about who Oprah Winfrey's final guest could be. It ranged from, I guess the rumor mill pretty much was taken away when the President, Barack Obama, and the First Lady, Michelle Obama, appeared a week ago. A lot of people were thinking that was going to be the final guest, but it was not. Now it is somewhat almost confirmed that the final guest for Oprah Winfrey's show will be Will and Jada Pinkett Smith. Not sure how much you can do after that, but of course the big show before that will be her finale. I guess it's two shows from the United Center here in Chicago. But the final guest for the big finale, Will and Jada Pinkett. But I'm going to assume that somewhere along the line that they'll have probably some, I would think, tape tributes and a look back, and then probably at the end, Oprah will drink some expensive champagne, Stepman will come out, Gail will come out, and balloons fall, and everybody cries, and that's the end. But I really don't have a rundown, but I know the Huffington Post has been picking up the story. So I guess the question is that really a big send-off for, as much as they've been hyping this final season of the Oprah Winfrey Show, they just go out with the husband and wife actor team. I don't know. Unless they've got some really big news to share, or unless Oprah is also going to have somebody else on there or do something big, I think it's almost like a disappointment. But like I said, I'm not putting anything past the Oprah staff. They'll come up with something in which people will long be talking about the finale. So, yeah, we'll take with that as you will. Lindsay Lohan, also in the news this week. I know how many weeks can we go by without mentioning Lindsay, but Lindsay this week pleaded no contest on a misdemeanor theft charge, and at that point she was sentenced to 120 days in prison and 140 hours of community service, and I'm pretty sure that's not on top of the community service that she's serving now. And a lot of people are expecting that she's not going to serve the 120 days. They're always going to use the excuse that the jails are overcrowded out in Los Angeles. And for something like this, a lot of people are expecting that she's probably not going to spend no more than a week or two in jail. And, of course, I know for Lindsay, this kind of was a week full of bad news and a week full of good news, because on top of that, it has been confirmed that she will play Kim Gotti, the wife of John Gotti Jr., in the movie Gotti Three Generations. That coming from movie producer Mark Fior, who confirmed that today while over in Cannes for the film festival. I know he had said, and quote to some of the press there, that a lot of people keep saying that, you know, they're on the fence, or, you know, that she's not going to be in it, or she's going to be in it. And he said that, I can confirm for you that she will be in the movie and that she will be playing Kim Gotti. So a lot of that rumor that a lot of people was thinking of at that point has been confirmed by the movie producer. And if you can't get a bigger confirmation than that, I don't know what. So actually, you know, for Lindsay, hopefully it's the start of something big for her. You know, I've made it no secret, I'm a big fan of hers, but the only thing is that I think she allows, or kind of falls back into that whole thing of the family being kind of like yes people for, you know, whether it's dad or whether it's mom, and then they try to reach for the spotlight as well. And the thing is that if you're a parent, you can't reach, if your child is a big star, you can't reach for the spotlight. The only time that that can happen is if you as a parent were already a star in your own right. You know, a la Billy Ray Cyrus, you know, albeit, I mean, he was known far before his daughter Miley, or, you know, Will Smith, far known before, you know, his kids. So that's the only way you can really pull that off. For those two, you know, back your daughter up, or, you know, just get out of it and get her professional people backing her up. I don't think it's going to help with the parents running things, because it's always going to be just screwed up. And hopefully for Lindsay, one of these days, she'll kind of pull Beyonce and maybe do something along in lines of getting some more reputable people than just her parents. And surprisingly, this week, Amber Rose, and I'm not sure if a lot of you saw it, I know the Superficial came out with an article on it, but Amber Rose did a layout for King Magazine. Now, I'm a little confused. I'm always going to have that half and half confusion about Amber Rose, because I'm not a fan of the really short hairstyle, but there's no denying how pretty that Amber Rose is, and you know, she's got a great body. But this week she did a layout King Magazine that's hitting newsstands, and they talked about the difference between her relationship with Kanye and her new one with Wiz Khalifa. And as for a lot of you to know, you know, in and out of the press, supposedly or allegedly, she is engaged to Wiz Khalifa. And she said, and it was kind of an interesting hit at Kanye, because she said, in quote, that she was asked about the difference between it, and did, you know, she feel that, or a lot of people felt that she downgraded from Kanye to Wiz. And she said, you know, the difference between the relationships with Kanye and the new one with Wiz, she said there's no comparison with the personalities, and people say, you know, from Kanye to Wiz was a downgrade. She doesn't think so. She says, you know, have you ever dated Kanye? And she said that there was no downgrade at all going from that to that. It's kind of a slight dig at Kanye. When you kind of like look at it, but she said more of an upgrade. It's not a downgrade. And talked about Kanye and basically, you know, the type of person and the personality that he is. And I think for a lot of people, you really don't see too much from Kanye in regards to, you know, relationships or, you know, how successful it is. But like I said, who are we to judge? But yeah, it's pretty interesting and new look into how he is. And we've got a couple other stories. I'm going to shelve those for a second to kind of take a look at the relationships. A lot of relationship news out in Hollywood this week, and kind of more like the lesser ones. Sir Paul McCartney is engaged again, and Nancy Chevelle is the young lady who he's been seeing the last few years. And, you know, this week I was kind of not mad, but I was kind of like a little perturbed, because a lot of people are saying, well, you know, Paul's been seeing a lot of, you know, women and it just hasn't gone well. But you got to figure out, he was married to Linda McCartney for a long time before, sadly, she passed away. And then, of course, there was the whole thing with Heather Mills and the marriage there. And I think that was just one of those things where Paul had found someone who he thought was who he thought they were, and did not turn out how it was going to be, and it just kind of went apart from that. And he did wind up paying a big price for it. But with this new person in his life, I've heard through the grapevine that she has quite a bit of money herself. I think her family owns real estate, or they do a lot of things that's raked in big bucks. And worth supposedly over $250 million, so she's got her own money. I think that, you know, it's one of those things where a lot of people are questioning it, but I think that he's going to probably think twice about the last time and probably cover himself. I hope he does. But that's good for him, you know, and he can find someone like that. And if they're good enough, then, and I know he's been seeing her for a while, so if they're good enough, then, hey, go right ahead. And then, I don't know if it's a surprise, no surprise, I don't even really know what to think about this, but Chelsea Handler has been making the rounds this week. And she talks about her relationship with rapper 50 Cent. And if you've been listening to this show, I think we've mentioned it a few times a few months ago about her and this relationship and whether it was real, whether it was fake, whether, you know, it was meant for the purpose of just the both of them pushing whatever that they had going on. I still think that. Now, supposedly she told Piers Morgan on his show this week that they, quote, very casually dated. Very casually to me or you, and if we're both thinking the same thing, we're all thinking friends with benefits, kind of what we talked about on Monday. I think it's, you know, if it did happen, here's what I'm going to post on this. If it did happen, I think, you know, they both knew that it was going to generate a lot of press, a lot of media. So, hey, why don't we just go ahead and do it? And at the same time, you know, we'll get lovey-dovey PDA. It's kind of like, I think, friends with benefits thing. I don't think that there's anything serious there. I don't think there ever really was. Because if you've seen Chelsea and her dating history, one thing's for sure, and it's nothing against Chelsea, and I'm not going to start any controversy here, but she usually dates guys that have a lot of money. At one point, she dated the director of her show, now 50, and now, supposedly, she's dating some guy that he's pretty well off, and I think he's a television exec. So, from what I hear, Chelsea doesn't settle for less than a certain amount in the bank account. But she did admit to dating him, and I guess either it's over or, I don't know, whatever, still there. So, she'll probably milk this one for all it's worth in the next couple of weeks, and I'm pretty sure she'll milk it on her show, so no surprise there. And then a couple of other breakups that were kind of surprising. One was actress Hayden Panettiere and the boxer Vladimir Klitschko. If you watch TMZ, they had been a, you know, I know all the time when they talk them out, they kind of talk to them, and, you know, I like Hayden, and, you know, I've seen Vladimir box, and, you know, and if you knew the height difference, Hayden's probably like, you know, 4'11", without shoes, and Vladimir's probably like 6'7", 6'8", so it was an odd pairing, but nonetheless, I liked the pairing. And this week that they announced that they had separated due to the fact of their lifestyles. And once again, you know, in Hollywood, I'm not even really sure if you can call a relationship, especially when two people are as busy as they are. It's just, in my mind, and I don't mean to have it sound off like that, it's a relationship, but I think it's just more one for convenience. Because it's not going to work unless their schedules are the same. You look at, say, you know, if you had two singers that got married, and if they're both at the top of their careers, it might not last. I mean, I hope it does. I hope I'm wrong. But, I mean, if you look at the history and you look back in Hollywood, things like that don't last because if one person gets popular and they're always out and the other one's at home, you know, in this case, it's not absence that makes the heart grow fonder. It's kind of like almost like, hey, you know, when are you going to come home? It's already traveling out. But they knew what they were getting into when they got into the relationship. And in this case, it's the same thing. Schedules kind of was the killer in this relationship, as well as distance. Vladimir's still living overseas, and Hayden's still here, and I'm pretty sure she was going nowhere near that. And then also Leonardo DiCaprio and Barbara Feli. Supposedly calling things off this week. And there's been rumors that Leonardo is now dating Ashley Greene of Twilight fame, that they were spotted out, and that, I don't know, if you're a guy, you're thinking this Leo is the luckiest SOB in the face of the earth because he goes from Barry Feli to Ashley Greene. I mean, that's kind of, you know, oh, poor guy. You know, he broke up this week. I feel real bad for him. But that's the other big breakup story in Hollywood this week. And if that is true, Leo and Ashley, it's almost kind of as most appearing, I think, since Sean Penn and Scarlett Johansson. But I don't know what the history behind those two are. Speaking of dating, I saw something a little while ago, a media takeout. take for it if you will, but there are reports that Ray J, who is Brandy's brother, Ray J, and who is best known for his tape with Kim Kardashian, which I still wish it was me, with Kim, and he is supposedly dating from the Real Housewives franchise, Danielle Staub. Now, you can stop, take that back, or, you know, think closely or whatever, but I was about as shocked as anybody else when I heard that one. And there's actually a picture on Media Takeout of the two at an event that looked like Ron Artest in the background. I can't explain that one, but Ray J is kissing Danielle, and there's, like, champagne all over the place, and I'm thinking it's something for convenience. She probably wants to, you know, I think they both, you know, when you got, like, two D-listers, and Danielle and Ray J, I mean, ain't A-listers, but when you got two D-listers, I think for them it's a matter of convenience. Now, if he is hitting that or swishing that, if the kids say, hey, more power to you, but I don't think he'll last long. I don't see anything into it, and it's just what it is. It's just a relationship of convenience. And another big story Media Takeout's also reporting is that Beyonce held an emergency meeting yesterday among her crew, and that she has decided to postpone the release of her new video, Girls. Now, I told you here on Eye on Hollywood a couple of weeks ago, I heard the recording for the Girls song, and it's not her best work. I love Beyonce. I, you know, think that she is, you know, at this current time, probably the top music star in the world. And I was a little disappointed. It was predictable, as well as it wasn't Beyonce-esque. You know, she kept repeating the, you know, the tagline of the song over and over again, background about some fancy music. It just sounded like something that maybe, you know, another artist or a new artist might push out to kind of get a new song out there and get people talking about it. And that's not her. If you listen to any of her albums, I mean, no matter how cheesy it may, you know, sound to you or to some people, but, you know, Beyonce's music has a way of reaching out to, you know, different levels of being popular. And the song just wasn't cutting it, you know, Beyonce standards, I guess, as a fan. And so she's decided to postpone the release of the video, and now there is word that she is rethinking the entire album. And Media Takeout also saying that her management issues are still up in the air as well. And for a lot of you recall, she dropped her dad, who was her manager, a couple of months ago. Word was that he wasn't too happy, and she went with the same people that were representing her husband, Jay-Z. And this may not be working out well, so if she does push this back, that would be a major disappointment for her, because I think that's the first time in anybody's memory that she's decided to not only postpone the release of her video, but rethinking an entire album, you know, for an illustrious career such as it's been for the last decade for Beyonce, that's definitely a first. And a couple other quick notes. TMZ reporting less than an hour ago the situation and the rest of the guys from the Jersey Shore have touched down in Florence, Italy. I know the ladies, I think, left yesterday. And so it looks like the cast is there when they begin filming, unknown as of this time. And then watching the shows today, the morning shows, a couple of quick notes. Nick Cannon was just on Access Hollywood Live, and he talked about the child services thing, in which supposedly child services was called to the hospital on him and Mariah. He talked about the story and didn't confirm that this did happen. Supposedly, a nurse told Mariah Carey that drinking a small pint of Guinness would help in regards to breastfeeding twins, and which she's confirmed she's doing on her own. But I guess someone in the hospital saw it and thought that she was drinking and breastfeeding the kids at the same time, called child services. They came out. Nick said that they did talk to Mariah, but not that much, because he kind of stopped them before they went in to talk to her. And he said that child services came to the conclusion that it wasn't even worth coming out, that it was just a big overblown situation. So interesting note there. They still don't know who it was that called, but I'm pretty sure they're going to be trying to find out. We talked about a couple of other things, too, and I'm pretty sure they'll have that on their website, along with the berth and the fancy room. And I think he did say that they did not want nannies at this time. He thought that they could handle it. Yeah, good luck with that one, Nick. And also this morning on the Wendy Williams Show, Raven Simone was on talking about her weight loss, and it was quite telling that she said that she lost a lot of weight due to the fact that she didn't have to stress out anymore. And I guess the reason for her weight gain was that she was stressing due to when she was on her Disney show. Now, she didn't come flat out to say she blamed that, but she said that it was a lot of stress being on the show, being responsible for cast and crew, and so it kind of led to her really overeating. And she said, you know, she's still eating what she wants, but it's gotten down now to a point of where, you know, if you've seen her, she looks great. She also talked about what other people say that she looks like, because a lot of people are saying she looks now like Nicole Richie. And but Raven looks great. She was on this morning. A couple other things of note, if you haven't seen it in terms of pictures this week, Miley Cyrus hit the beach of Rio de Janeiro with her mom, and mom's got a huge angel wing tattoo on the back, and of course Miley with her tattoo, so I think we know where that kind of came from. There's pictures out about with Jennifer Aniston. There's a new movie called Hot Bosses that will be out July 8th, kind of a dark comedy, and according to sources, she was topless and exposed. There's no word on if that will all be put into the film, but there's pictures of her with a banana and a lollipop, and I'll leave that to your imagination. Also word that Brie Olsen, one of Charlie Sheen's ex-girls, is going to be posing for Playboy. I'm not sure how much more we can see in Playboy that we haven't seen in any of her previous movies. And in the weekend box office this weekend, a couple of movies, one small release here, a comedy drama rated R called Everything Must Go. It's in limited release, like I said, with Will Ferrell and Rebecca Hall. The action horror movie Priest with Paul Bettany. And then the comedy, the big comedy, or the big thing that's come out this weekend, Bridesmaids with Kristen Wiig, Maya Rudolph, and John Hamm, rated R. All that hitting the movie theaters this weekend. And so there's a lot to see, and probably a lot to do here as we really start to head over in the next couple of weeks. The big release, of course, next week is a new Pirates movie, so I'm pretty sure you'll see a lot of press here in the next week for that. So with that, we've got a couple of minutes to go, and I just want to thank everybody once again for tuning into our shows, Eye on Hollywood, and then, of course, the Cutting Room Floor on Monday. We're working on a couple of guests for the 401 Lounge coming up in the next few weeks. And as always, you can catch us on Facebook at our website, News and Comment Network, Blog Talk Radio, LeVar and Lola. And we welcome your comments, suggestions, and, you know, we're moving along here, and we definitely appreciate your support. So with that, I am LeVar, and I hope that you have a great weekend, and we will see you on Monday with the Cutting Room Floor. Have a good one, everybody, and thanks for listening.